The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara and Erev of Kufalaf and Aleph discusses the Isser of creating an oil on Shabbos or Yantif. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hai madurta mimala lamata shari, mimata lamala asr. A person who is building a bonfire on Yantif, he may only build the sticks of the bonfire going from up to down. He should not build it from down to up. He should only build it from up to down. The Gemara gives different examples, v'chein biasa, v'chein kidra, v'chein purya, v'chein chavita, different materials, either barrels or pots or beds or eggs, where he's creating a structure which is going to create a tent-like structure, like a canopy-type structure, which will be protecting a ear space underneath it. All these cases are usher on Shabbos and Yantiv because of oil, creating a tent or a canopy. However, the Gemara over here is saying that the Isser is only if you build it from down going up, but if you build it from up going down, then it is mutter. In order to understand this halacha, we need to understand a little bit what is the Isser, what is the Isser of building an oil on Shabbos. The Isser of oil on Shabbos and Yantiv is a tolda of the malacha of Baina. We all know one of the Lamatas malachas is to build, to construct on Shabbos. So creating an oil, creating a canopy on Shabbos is a tolda of Baina. There are two types of oils on Shabbos. There's an oil kavua, which is asa deraisa, a permanent oil, which is asa deraisa. And there's an oil arai, which is only asa medrabanan. To create a temporary oil is only asa medrabanan. The point of an oil, the isra of oil midaraisa, when is it asr to create an oil midaraisa? It is when the oil is used to protect, it's used lahagain, to protect a person from the outside elements, from the rain, the snow, etc. That is when oil is asr on Shabbos. Chazal extended this isra and he said not only is an oil asr when you build a permanent structure, but even if you build a temporary structure, which resembles a canopy or a tent, it is also asr on Shabbos. Furthermore, Chazal said that not only is an oil arai asr midrabanan when it's used lahagain, or when it's used to protect you, but even if the tent-like structure is not meant to protect, even if the purpose of the oil is not meant to protect, but you merely created a structure which resembles a canopy, which has a space underneath it of an amma by an amma, that will also be included in the Isser Midrabanan of an oil arai. However, Chazal made an exception, like our Gemara points out, that when is it usher to create an oil arai on Shabbos? Only when you're building it in the normal fashion. A normal person, when he builds a structure, he builds it from down going up. However, if you're going to build a structure in a manner that's not the norm, then it is mutter. For example, if you build a structure from going up to down, that will be mutter on Shabbos and Yantiv. There's Machlekes Rishonim regarding what kind of a structure did Chazal asr when they prohibited an oil arai on Shabbos. Taisvis on Shabbos says that the Isser of oil arai is only when the oil, when the actual canopy is being held up by walls. If the oil is not being held up by walls, if the oil, for example, is being held up by poles or by sticks, and there's no walls surrounding the area under the oil, then it does not go into the Isser of an oil arai, and it is mutter to build such a structure on Shabbos. However, the Rashba is chaylik on Taisvis. The Rashba holds that even an oil arai that does not have walls, but it's being held up and suspended in the air by poles, is still included in the Isser Rabbanan of an oil arai. Even according to the Rashba, the Rashba holds that an oil which is being suspended in mid-air by poles and not by walls is usur because of oil arai. He stipulates that it's only usur if you actually need the airspace underneath the oil. So again, even if the oil is not intended for lahagain to protect you, but you still need that the airspace underneath the oil is being used for some useful purpose, either to store things there, or you want to have air going through to air out the Shulchan Aruch as an example of you want the air to go through under the chavis to air out the wine. You need to have some type of purpose for the airspace underneath the oil. If the airspace underneath the oil is not needed for any purpose, for example, like a table, where people generally do not use the space underneath the table, then even the Rashba will be maskim that such an oil, which does not have walls, will be mutter to create on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah paskins and says that even though Me'ikar D'Din, we paskin like Tosfos, that a oil, a canopy, which does not have walls, will be mutter to create on Shabbos. However, he strongly recommends that we should be chayshish for the Rashba, and he says he shouldn't be mekel only b'shas adchak in a time of need. So just to review the basics, if an oil was created for lahagim to protect, that is always usur, whether it has walls or doesn't have walls. That's classic oil, that will be usur. If the oil has supporting walls underneath it, everyone agrees also that it's usur. Machlokes is only when there are no walls underneath the oil. If there are no walls underneath the oil, according to Tosfos, it will be mutter, and according to the Rashba, it will be usur. And even according to the Rashba, it will only be usur when you need or are using the airspace underneath for some type of usage. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, asks a very strong question on the Shitas HaRashba. Again, the Rashba was the one who says that even if it doesn't have walls underneath it, it's still going to be usur to create such a canopy on Shabbos because of Ayil Arai. So the Gaon asks that we see from our Gemara that there's a heter to create an Ayil Arai from going lamala lamata, from going from up to down, which means that a person is going to be holding the canopy in mid-air, and then there'll be somebody building the structure underneath the canopy. So ask the Vilna Gaon, how could the Rashba suggest that there's an Isser Oil Arai by just having a canopy without walls? If there is an Isser Oil Arai by just having a canopy without walls, then every case of Lamala Lamata, which the Gemara says is Mutter, from building up to down, should always be Asr, because as soon as the person is holding up the canopy in mid-air, even before someone brings the walls underneath it, it's already going to be, according to the Rashba, a case of Oil Arai, and it should be Asr. So where is there ever a heter of lamala lamata according to the Rashba? Because as soon as you have lamala, even without the walls, that will already constitute an isser of oil arai and should be usser according to the Rashba. That's the Vilna Gaon's kasha on the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah called this kasha a raya chazaka against the Rashba. It's a strong raya that the Rashba against the Rashba shita. The Chazan Nish and the Tehillah LeDavid, they address this question, and they say, no, it's not shver on the Rashba. It's not. The Rashba kushed him with our Gemara of the heter of lamala lamata. Why? Because when is an oil an oil? When do we say that an oil arai is asr? Is only when the oil is affixed, or the oil is placed on a structure, or it's placed on poles. But if an oil is being held in a person's hand, if an oil is being suspended mid-air by people just holding it, that is not called an oil arai. That's not called an oil. The oil has to be something which is similar to a structure that you build. When you build a structure, the roof is placed on top of something. It's not held in mid-air. So the Chazan Ish and Tehillah LeDavid, the Beis Meir also says this, that an oil which is held in mid-air and suspended by a person, is not called an idol. So it's very good what the case of lamal lamata in the Gemara is. The heter lamal lamata is when people are holding it, so there's no oil at that point, even though there's no walls. The Rashi will also agree there's no oil at that point, and then you bring the mechitzas underneath, and that is mutter. This halacha is very negeya. The minig is on Simchas Torah when they do chasen bereishis or chasen Torah. The minig is to spread out a talus above many people and above the person getting the aliyah. And really, that should be a problem, potentially, of creating an ayil arai, creating a temporary tent-like structure. So, according to the Chazon Ish and the Beis Meir, it's very good, because since it's being held by the person, by people's hands, that will never be aser al ayil arai. However, it would seem from the Gaon, and it would actually seem from the Mishnah Berurah also, who seems to agree with the Gaon's Kasha, that even holding a talus in mid-air could potentially still be called an ayil arai, at least according to the Rashba, right? That tent, by holding a talus in mid-air, there are no walls, but according to the Rashba, you don't need walls. So it would seem that the Gra and the Mishnah Berurah held that even if a person holds a talus in mid-air, that could potentially be a problem of creating an ayil arai. Another practical case when the halachas of ayil k'biver negeya, sometimes you have a baby crib. You have a baby in the crib in a room, and you want to cover over the top of the crib, but perhaps the light shouldn't bother the baby, or the baby should be warm. So really, what you're doing is you're creating an ayil arai. You're creating a canopy on top of the crib. And that should be Asr al Sayyil Arai. That's Asr al Sayyil Arai. Because even not according to the Rashba, the crib has walls. Even Taisva should be maskim, that's called an Ayil Arai. It's a classic case of covering an area of a space which has walls, and Taisva and the Rashba, everyone, Lachai will be maskim, that will be called an Ayil Arai. And that should be Asr on Shabbos to do. The only solution that you could have, if you want to cover the baby crib with a blanket, would be to use our Gemara's heter, to use the heter of lamal lamata, which would mean that one person would hold the blanket out, and someone else will roll the crib underneath. So you just created the oil in the fashion of lamal lamata, and that will be mutter to do on Shabbos. However, a different issue comes up with how could a person, even if a person creates that oil arai, creates that canopy by doing lamal lamata, by first holding the blanket and then pushing the crib underneath, there is a potential problem of how are you going to go now and take off the blanket. The Chazon Ish holds that even though to create an oil arai, you have the heter of lamal lamata, however, there's a different isra. There's an isra of stiris oil arai. Just like creating an oil arai is a isra of baina, taking away the oil arai is an isra of stira, of demolishing, of destroying. And the Chazon Ish holds that even though by creating an oil arai, there's a heter of lamal lamata, doing it from up down. However, when it comes to stiris oil arai, when you come to break down an oil arai, to demolish an oil arai, you cannot use the heter of lamata lamala. You cannot say, okay, I'll first take away the crib underneath and then take away the oil. That doesn't work. The heter is only for creating an oil arai. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasei, however, holds that just like there's a heter of building an ayil arai lamala lamata, so too by stiris ayil arai, by destroying an ayil arai, you'll also be able to do it by doing a lamala lamata, meaning someone will hold the blanket and station it in mid-air, and someone else will pull away the crib, will pull away the binyan. Shmir Shabbos holds that's mutter. However, there's a different solution how to satisfy even the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish himself holds that when a person is destroying, is doing stira to an oil arai on Shabbos, as long as he doesn't destroy the whole oil, as long as he keeps a tefach of the oil still in existence, that is not called stiras oil arai. So in our case, l'chayro would be mutter, and this is according to everybody, if you'd want to take out the baby out of the crib after putting the blanket on, you'd be able to roll up the blanket, but leave it a tefach, and that will not be called a complete stiras oil arai, because he left over a tefach, and that way you'll even be mutter, according to the Chazon Ish, to take out the baby. So again, the best way in this scenario would be, is in order to put the blanket on top of the crib, would be someone holding the blanket and rolling the crib underneath, and that is mutter because it's creating an oil arai in the manner of lamala lamata, which our Gemara says is mutter. And the best way of taking off the blanket would be to take it off only partially. Like that, there's a tefach left over. There's no complete stira of an oil arai. And the Chazon Ish says that is mutter to do on Shabbos and Yantif.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.